God went to Moses and said, Moses, you tell the people when you go there, you tell them if they say who's sending you, you say, I am sent you. I who? I am Moses. And Moses knew what God was saying, that I who have been will be, and I who have been will continue to be in the future. So the medicine that I give you this morning from the Word of God is medicine that has no expiration date. I think you want to take a pen and pencil and jot down some of these scriptures, because the Word of God is medicine. And I want to turn first to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, 22. If you want to use a Pew Bible, it's on page 698. And Solomon is saying here something very, very important. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. He says, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes, keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. My words are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. A lot of people don't believe in the physical healings of Jesus. A lot of people do believe in the physical healings of Jesus. And a lot of people read scriptures like this, and the two that are more that we're going to turn to in a few moments, and they say, well, all of this has to do with the spiritual things, the spirit part of man. But I want to show you in the Word of God, as I lead you through some of these scriptures, that he is talking about the physical being. He's talking about your physical makeup. He's talking about your frame that you live in. When I turn to Isaiah 53, 5, I read words like this. He, meaning Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. With his stripes we are healed. Now, you say, well, now he's talking spiritually here. By his stripes we are healed. Okay, that is quite true. That is true, because the complementary verse in the New Testament from Matthew reads like this, Matthew 8:17, where we read, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, which we just read, saying, himself took our infirmities and he bore our sickness. Our infirmities, that means the aches and the pains that we have today, Jesus took and he laid them upon the cross. He laid them upon the cross. Now let me lead you to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. So on page 298, if you're using the Pew Bibles. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Here is a verse of scripture that will show you what the Word of God does to us spiritually and physically. Now we're talking about the Word. This is the printed Word. We're talking about this Word being medicine to us today. The Word of God, it says, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. In this one verse, we have the spiritual healing that takes place. We also have the physical healing that takes place. And it says what it is that produces the healing. And it is the Word of God. The Word of God, it says, is quick and powerful to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow. We're made up of three parts, physical, spiritually, and we call it soul and spirit and body. Soul, spirit, and body. And so the Word of God cuts and heals and blesses in this way. Now one more verse comes from Psalm chapter chapter 107, where in Psalm 107, verse 17, if you took verse 17 by itself, you would have one thought, but if you quickly add verse 18 and 19, you have another thought. He says, "Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted." Okay, sin will find you out. We understand this. And when we do things wrong, we're certainly foolish. So, fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. But if you'll go to the very next verse, "Their soul aharteth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death." Now, we're talking physically now. "Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them out of their distresses." And verse 20, underscore with the blackest of emphasis, "He sent his word." He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent his word and healed them. A young person came to the pastor's office and said, "You know, I'm really blown my mind with drugs. I was a fool to do this. I know it now in retrospect, but what can I do? Since I was a fool, is there any help?" And I explained that it is true. God's word is medicine. I shared with them some verses of scripture. What they have done is true. It was wrong. And they were foolish to do it. But the next verse and the next verse says that his word is sent to them and heals them. And I have read of occasions where people have been miraculously healed in their mind that has been blown on drugs because the word of God heals these situations. Jesus came as word. John says he was the word, and the word was made flesh. And three times already we've read that he sent the word and he healed them. And I'm saying to you today that there is no expiration date in the word of God. Taking this as medicine, and in a few minutes I want to show you some scriptures that you can use to heal your headaches, the scriptures that can heal your high blood pressure, can heal a whole host of things that are wrong with people. Write them down if you want to and use them as medicine, because it says here God's word is medicine. I guess the problem is you take two people that come to a healing service, for example, and they have MS. This actually happened. Two ladies came. One drove 250 miles to a healing service to be cured of MS. Another lady crossed the town. They both came forward. They both had their hands laid upon them. And you know one of the symptoms of MS, you know, you could drag one of your feet, you lose your equilibrium. This was the case of these people. One lady felt a tingling coming down in her body, and she knew instantly she was healed of this. She was right next to the other lady who had come 250 miles and she didn't feel a thing and still had all the symptoms and started walking out. Sure, her faith was sagging and dragging like her right foot, and she felt really bad about this. And the point later was made to this woman who was found and was ministered unto, that when the hand was placed upon her head, something started happening in her body. The most minute thing started happening in her body, because God is not going to contradict his word. Now, one was instantly healed. One lady saw no visible results and went away sort of down in God just a little bit. But something was happening in her that was very tiny, very small, that had to be activated by her faith. Now, some people say, she didn't have enough faith. Well, I think she had enough faith. She got in her car and drove 250 miles. "But oh, nothing happened to me," she said. "How do you know?" The pastor said, "Nothing happened to you." Now, listen and follow carefully. The word of God says that faith, which people need, comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God is medicine. And so it was suggested to her, okay, you want to have more faith that God has done something for you? then take the medicine. The word is medicine. It activates your faith. It produces more faith in you. And it is what some have called a further plan of action. A further plan of action. You've had people prayed for you and you weren't instantly healed. Well, this does not mean God has not chosen to heal you. Right in the very innermost parts of your being, God can be healing you. Some people need a further plan of action to help their faith. And the scripture, taking God's word as medicine once a day, twice a day. Gosh, if you got a bad case, take it every 15 minutes. You can't get overdosed on God's word. And let God's word start ministering to you. It gives people something tangible to do. If you're weak in your faith today, then take the word of God and let it build faith in you. And take it until no longer is it just in your head, but it has come down into your body. And you know what God is saying. In California, a couple years ago, there was a man who had a diabetic for a son. And the man said, I am going to take my son off of the medicine. And I'm going to ask God to heal him. The son died about a month later. And last week I was listening to a man who said, I wish I could have gone to that father in California and said, you believe God heals a diabetic? Well, then I do too. But instead of taking him off the medicine, supplement it with the word of God, claiming the healing. And this doesn't mean that God can't heal while he's still taking his diabetic medicine. For example, this happened to a couple. They had a daughter who was a diabetic, and they believed in the word of God. They took it as medicine, and some of the scriptures I'll share with you, they shared daily with their daughter. But the daughter was kept on the insulin. After a while, the daughter got very, very sick. This was after, say, 30 days of taking God's word as medicine. The daughter got very, very sick, was taken to the doctor, and the doctor said she is having an insulin reaction. Her body is producing insulin. And there's no need to be taking the insulin. And that's why she was getting sick. God, in the process of 30 days, healed this girl while she was on the medicine. Now, I'm believing God's healing my eyes to see. I know you're there somewhere. I'm not wearing my glasses this morning, but I heard somebody over here. I know that God can heal me. I have placed my hands on my eyes. I've anointed my eyes that my eyes are going to get well while I am wearing my glasses. But don't forget them. And this has been the case of many people who have been healed of eye problems. But they let God work as God wants to work. That's the point. It's the sovereignty of God. A little boy by the name of Kevin hadn't slept one night for 5 years. He was hyper of the hyper. And he couldn't sleep. He couldn't, if he did get to sleep, he'd wake up at 2 o'clock and then play with his toys the rest of the morning. He was given Ritalin to try to help him. It was doing a fairly good job, but it wasn't doing much. And finally the parents came into a church that believed in healing. And they believed that God was going to heal their son of this hyper condition. It wasn't healthy, it wasn't good, it wasn't fun for the whole family. And so they just took God at his word that he could be prayed for and he could be healed. And so the boy was prayed for, but he was kept on his medicine. It just so happened that the father forgot to refill the prescription. And they went by one day, which was okay because you can go a few days. And they went 2 days. The fourth guy forgot to do it the second day. And the third day, he forgot to refill the prescription. And all of a sudden, a friend came over to visit, and they found Kevin asleep watching TV in the middle of the afternoon. He doesn't even sleep at nighttime. Here it was in the middle of the afternoon, sleeping, watching TV. And it just sort of dawned on me, click, click, click. No medicine. But we had read, as parents, the Word of God, taking Scripture and putting it on a card like I have here, and read these scriptures every day to him, and sometimes 3 and 4 times a day. One family even got up during the night and would read these scriptures so the their children would be healed. And sure enough, this guy was taken to the doctor, and Kevin was pronounced by the doctor totally healed, and the parents saw it. Why? Because God came and through medicine in the Word of God healed him. Guy had a wife in the hospital who was in a coma, and he believed God was going to heal his wife. And so he went beside her bed. He was there anyway. And every 30 minutes he read, "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." He read, "He sent his word and healed them." He read, "Jesus took our infirmities and bore our sickness." And he read the other scriptures on the card that he had, unlike this card. And every 30 minutes he did this. His wife came out of the coma. And the first thing she said was, "Where did you learn all that scripture? I would come in and I would go out and I would hear you quoting it. Sounded like scripture." And I didn't even know she knew. She said, "I did not even know that he knew what the Bible was." But somehow or another, he had gotten hold of this, that God has got power. With no expiration date, the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And he said, "I just took God at his word, and I read the scripture to you every 30 minutes. It says here, the word, God sent his word and healed them, and I believed you were going to get healed." And his wife was. Would you write down these four scriptures if you haven't already written them down? Isaiah 53:5. Proverbs 4:20 through 22. Psalm 107:20. Matthew 8:17. Matthew 8:17. 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 2:24. The scripture says in Exodus, "For I am the Lord God that healeth you." I am the Lord God that heals you. Now, fathers can heal sons, but the Heavenly Father can heal the sons and daughters here. We are part of a family. And he says, "I will take sickness away from the midst of you. O Lord my God, I cried unto you, and you healed me." These are some scriptures that you can take and write down and put them on a card. Now, those are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Isaiah 53:5, if you missed it. Proverbs 4:20 through 22. Psalm 107:20. Matthew 8:17. And 1 Peter 2:24. These are five general passages that will work for headaches. It will work for anything that's wrong if you would take God at his word and accept this as medicine with no expiration date. High blood pressure, handicapped children, it'll work. Because God wants people healed. Satan wants people sick. And Satan will do all he can to say, for example, some three or four of you are thinking, that's won't say what you're thinking. It won't work, it won't work, it won't work. But it will work because it's God's word. And God's word works. God's word works. God's word is medicine. Now you say, well, that's pretty shady there. You talk about Jesus being the living word, and you're talking about the written word. Okay, the written word with printer's ink reveals the living word who came and dwelt among us as Jesus, the Son of God. I'm just going to give these scriptures out to you. You can write them down. If you miss them, you can see me afterwards. If you want bleeding to stop, you can claim the promise in Ezekiel 16:6. A policeman in another city, metropolitan city, saw a girl that had been hit by a car, and she was bleeding profusely all over her body, not just her head, which normally does. And he knew this, and he believed this. He walked up to that lady and girl, and he said, "In the name of Jesus, I claim Ezekiel 16:6. He had memorized it. "I claim Ezekiel 16:6. I claim that Jesus is going to heal you right now and stop the bleeding and save you." And the bleeding stopped. The bleeding stopped. It's Ezekiel 16:6. Here's a fire and police number you need beside 911. It's Isaiah 43:2. It has to do with healing burns and fire and flood. Isaiah 43:2. Windstorm, tornadoes, and hurricanes. They'll not touch you, or the fear of them will not harm you. Isaiah 32:2. Sight and hearing. If you have sight and hearing problems, there's Isaiah 32:3. A stammering or stuttering tongue, speech impediment, there's Isaiah 32:4. How about broken bones? Here's a good one. Again, it comes from a policeman, this time lived in Michigan. The healing of broken bones, Psalm 34:20. A policeman ran across an accident where a man had an arm that was so broken that any child could tell that it was broken. The bone was protruding, holding the skin, of course, was there, but you could see it was protruding. The man was in shock. This policeman, knowing the healing power of God's word, spoke Psalm 34:20 to this person. By that time, the paramedics came. They bandaged him up as best they could. They put him on the stretcher. They sent him to the general hospital not too far away. When the person got there, the arm was unbandaged, x-rays were taken, and that arm that had showed visible results of a broken niche was completely healed. X-ray tech gave the x-ray to the attending physician, and the attending physician said, "I don't know what you were so concerned about. The bone's been healed." Healing broken bones, Psalm 34:20. Stomach problems, ulcers, and cancer, Exodus 23:25. Protect expectant women from miscarriage, Exodus 23:26. Exodus 23:26. Snake bites and poison and allergies, Mark 16:18. Now this does not mean that you would drink poison. It does not mean you would stick your hand in a cage with snakes to be bitten. Of course, that's foolishness. But it means that if you are, God says, "I can heal you." What about soldiers in battle? There's a real good verse, Psalm 91:7. I'll turn to that and read it. Psalm 91:7. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but not it shall not come nigh unto thee. There was a soldier that believed that God would protect him, and he carried with him a small New Testament with Psalms. He was in a battalion that was completely wiped out. He was injured by a shot, but then he realized he wasn't hurt at all. And when he pulled from his little shirt pocket his New Testament, he found that it had been riddled by the bullet. And I know it sounds strange, but miracles happen. And when he saw what page that bullet had stopped on, he read, it was in Psalm 91:7. It stopped right there. What about roaches and ants? Ridiculous? You got a problem? Claim God's healing. Say, "God, I've got roaches, I've got ants. It's unhealthy, it's unsafe, and beside it scares me at nighttime when I turn the lights on. Heal me, heal my house of that." You use those five scriptures that I gave for the general scriptures, plus 91:6. It'll even work for ants, too. A man tried this, and his wife said, "We got rid of all the ants, honey. Where are the ants?" And the husband said, "Sugar, I only see one ant, and it's on its way out. It's on its way out." God works. God works because he's concerned about you. There's nothing that can happen to you that God is not concerned about. And God's word heals of these situations. Arthritis, Isaiah 66:14, talks about bones shall flourish. Healing of arthritis, Isaiah 66:14. Cancer, Mark 11:13, 14, 20, 21, and 22. Cancer, Mark 11:13, 14, 20, 21, and 22. Now some of you know, if you know your Bible, that this is about the cursing of the fig tree. Now, this is why I believe that this scripture can be used, because of the cursing of the fig tree, the roots of the problem was that the tree was not bearing the fruit. Now, cancer is deeply seated in roots in our system. And this is a scripture, and there's some others, but this is one of the primary scriptures that can be used. God can take it as medicine and can heal cancer. And there have been many walking testimonies to that effect. Heart trouble, Psalm 73, verse 26. Let me turn to that one. Psalm 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart. God is the strength of my heart. You've got heart problems? Take those five verses, ask for your healing, and add this verse to it. Now, we're dealing more with just printer's ink, I must say. We're dealing more than printer's ink. We're dealing with what it says here, that the word was sent by God, and he healed them. God's word today has no expiration date. What about marriage? You got a marriage, or someone, friend of yours, got a marriage that's on the rocks. You take that verse in Jeremiah 32:39, the healing of a marriage. A lady laid claim on this for her daughter and for her son-in-law who was in the process of a divorce. And she laid claim, Jeremiah 32:39. And the next time she talked to her friend, she said, the letter tells me just yesterday that things are right, things have been put together, because she claimed the healing for that marriage. As we conclude, I know that maybe you're thinking, a lot of these scriptures have been taken out of context. Yes, they have. They have been taken out of context. But I would remind you that all the promises of God are yea. All of the promises of God are right. And if you take a verse out of its context, it still is God's word. And it's still right for the healing of your body. There's a lot in the scripture that's symbolized. Like when the scripture says Isaiah in their spiritual condition was on the ground, a baby with blood. And God says, I came and I just picked up. I saw you in your bloody condition and I just picked you up right there and healed you. God will do the very same thing today to us as he did for Israel in lifting her up and healing her. He'll do the same thing for you. God's word. Take it and use it. And then let these words echo in your ears. I will take sickness away from the midst of you. In Exodus 15:26, for I am the Lord God that healeth you. Same word translated doctor. I am the Lord God, your doctor. I believe in the word of God. And I take it as medicine with no expiration date. Stand with me and pray, would you? The Word of God has stood the test